Atlantic hurricane season begins today.
Forecasters are predicting about half a dozen hurricanes between now and the end of November. And this year, the National Hurricane Center has a new leader. Michael Brennan takes the reins as climate change makes hurricanes more dangerous.
Rebecca Hersher from NPR's Climate Desk sat down with Brennan and is here now to talk about it. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Okay, so start with what the National Hurricane Center does. Is it something people encounter in their daily lives?
Yeah, the evening news, newspapers, radio, weather apps on your phone, they all use the information from the National Hurricane Center. So this is life or death information, which is why I wanted to talk to the new director of the National Hurricane Center, because climate change is making their jobs harder.
In what way? How does climate change affect hurricanes?
So basically, hurricanes are more likely to be large and powerful, and they're more likely to drop dangerous amounts of rain. And on top of all of that, sea level rise from climate change makes storm surge more dangerous. And I asked Brennan about this specifically.
As sea level rises, places are going to flood that haven't flooded in the past. So if people are basing their risk on what they've experienced, you know, even if they've lived in a location their whole life, that past experience is not necessarily going to be a good indicator of current or future risk.
And Brennan says his team is thinking about this every time a storm is headed for the U.S., you know, trying to make sure that the dangers of climate-driven storms are clear to the public.
What about some of the other effects of climate change, like when hurricanes rapidly intensify? We've seen that happen a lot in recent years.
Yeah, it's happened over and over. Hurricane Ian rapidly intensified before it hit Florida last year, so that would be top of mind for people there. The year before that, it happened with Hurricane Ida when it hit Louisiana. Brennan says that scientists are still trying to figure out how to predict when a storm will rapidly intensify. So that's still a work in progress scientifically. But in the meantime, his forecasters are trying to communicate the risks more clearly so that people have as much time as possible to prepare.
That's a really important part of setting the message and the tone from the very beginning, for especially for a rapidly developing storm like an Ian or an Ida that forms and makes landfall within 3 or 4 days. We were able to basically, from the initial forecast on, say this storm is going to be at or near major hurricane intensity from the very outset. And so we were able to sort of set those expectations from the beginning.
And he says, like, literally every word in a hurricane forecast is chosen deliberately. That is one way to convey the growing risks. It's to use new, you know, scarier words.
You know, we've used some pretty strong language in previous years. We used words like unsurvivable.
As in, the storm surge will be unsurvivable.
Wow. So these scarier words indicating how much scarier these storms are getting. What does this all mean for this year's hurricane season? What do we expect to come?
Well, forecasters are predicting about half a dozen hurricanes, and that's in addition to tropical storms, which have less wind but can cause really terrible flooding. That is basically a normal number of storms, but of course, climate change makes things more dangerous. So the message from forecasters and from emergency officials is take hurricane season seriously, even if you haven't been affected by a hurricane in the past. And that means make a plan for how you would evacuate, think about getting flood insurance, and take the forecast really seriously.
Rebecca Hersher from NPR's Climate Desk. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thanks.